This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are back here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11. Right now, we've got our guy, Dominique Yates, on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. You can find him on social media at RealDYates. You can also find him as a multimedia reporter for Journal Sentinel, covering the Green Bay Packers. Dominique, it is great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. First off, can you hear me okay?
We got you, man. We got you loud and clear.
Great, yeah, because I forgot my headphones at Lambeau, so it's the day we're having. I have to borrow my coworker's headphones. I have a mic on it, so I don't know if we're going to talk Packers or ask if you want some fries with that, so we'll see what happens.
And anything could happen here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, so you never quite know, but it seems like you are ultimately prepared. All right, we've got a lot to get into, Dominique. I want to start just in general. I like asking anyone who's been out at camp for just kind of their general takeaways. I'll let you go in any direction that you want to with this. Things that you've seen, positive, negative, you're excited, but whatever it might be, what have been some of your key observations at training camp so far?
I think overall, you can say it's been a solid camp. There hasn't been anything that I've watched out there over the past 2 weeks and said, oh, this is a red flag, this is a concern, this could be a problem to watch. Obviously, the recurring theme is going to be, let's see what happens when they get on the field against an opponent, a live action game, but they're doing everything right. I mean, you watch Jordan Love out there, it looks like he's moving around well, he's had some nice throws, it seems like the offense at times have, you know, been able to get some of those explosive plays, and some guys have done some pretty consistent things. In my opinion, I would say the defense has been ahead of the offense. I think that group has been very explosive, and there's been a lot of guys that it looks like, okay, that next step, whether it is an Edrin Cooper or whomever it may be, is like, okay, next step, watch out and see what they're capable of doing. So I think right now when you look at this team, they should feel good overall for the most part about where they're at. The next step is going to be what happens when they play against some of these opponents. But for the most part, you know, they could be a little bit more consistent, but I think that it's been an overall solid camp.
Well, I want to talk about that consistency in just a moment, but I thought, you know, Daniel Jeremiah appropriately tweeted out this a few days ago on August 4th. He said, quote, preseason PSA, just about every defense is ahead of every offense at this point in training camp. It is the theme throughout the league. So if anyone's panicked that the offense is maybe not clicking the way that they want, or if anyone is insanely excited that the defense looks, well, this is very normal at this point of year where the defenses are just a little bit ahead of the offenses as the offenses try to find their rhythm and timing. And usually by the time end of camp comes around, you're seeing the offenses have a lot more success against these defenses. We'll see if that's the case. In the meantime, we've heard Matt LaFleur, Dominique, talk about wanting a little bit more consistency. I think part of that is just coach speak, right? Every coach wants a little bit more consistency, but you can also kind of tell that he is looking for, you know, them kind of to stack that success at practice day in and day out, have that, you know, what Brian Gutekunst wanted, that urgency in every single practice. I thought we saw it early on, but I think you can tell that Matt just wants a little bit more of it here at this stage of training camp.
No question about it. And it's hard sometimes to really, in my opinion, in practice, have that level of consistency because it's almost like a guessing game. Sometimes I'm watching different matchups, like I'm watching Lucas Van Ness go up against Jordan Morgan. And some people might watch how Lucas Van Ness is playing and say, oh, wow, here's his time. He's about to start playing and making some things happen. But then it's like, okay, it's practice. Jordan Morgan hasn't played a lot of left tackle. You know, who knows if both guys are going full speed or not. So it's really hard to gauge, you could say, how someone's performing. But even when you look at the offense just yesterday, for example, maybe the start of practice wasn't clean. But then at the end, when they got into the red zone, when they got into some of those situational things, you know, they were scoring. Everything was crisp. And so they've done some, like I said, overall really solid things. So I get what he's saying when he talks about that consistency. But again, sometimes, hey, it's practice. You know, who knows? You know, it's really hard to have, you can say, a consistent flying around type of practice when you don't even want guys to tackle and get them on the ground. A guy like Tucker Kraft can't stiff arm, and, you know, that's one of, like, his bread and butter. So there's so many little things that you're not seeing right now that you will see in a game. So I think it's a little difficult to say, oh, I want them consistent, but you can't play like you would normally play in a game.
Yesterday was the first day, and it wasn't like a battered, non-energetic practice or anything like that, but yesterday was the first day where you could, it really felt like these guys need a different opponent across from them. Like, they've gone against the same matchups day in and day out, and kudos to guys like Carrington Valentine and Romeo Doubs, who are competing their, you know, butts off in those one-on-ones, and same thing with Nixon and Golden. Like, some of those have been really intense, and you can see it that they're still, you know, fired up about going against each other and things like that. But I think that going against a new opponent on Saturday in New York and then having a joint practice next week with Indy and another preseason, like, I think they're going to be very, very, very excited to see something other than green and gold across from them and just kind of start changing up the sort of intensity of practices and in certainly in the preseason games a little bit. We're being joined by Dominique Yates. You can find him on social media at Real D Yates, multimedia reporter for the Journal Sentinel, of course, covering your Green Bay Packers. We talked a little bit at the start about Matthew Golden, his start. Jordan Love said he's been the most impressive newcomer so far to this team. What have you seen from Matthew Golden? What do you think he can bring to this offense?
You know, when you're watching a rookie wide receiver, you don't want to stick your foot in your mouth when you're watching him out there. But every step along the way, from every offseason workout through camp, I'm just like, okay, watch him in rookie minicamp. I'm like, okay, this guy is solid. But then, like you said, especially now getting into camp with the pads, watching those one-on-ones with Keyshawn Nixon, watching the routes that he's running, some of the big plays that he's made, I say, okay, this guy, they're going to find a way to make sure he is impactful in this offense one way or another. Because, I mean, I'm really impressed with just his overall mechanics. Like, you can tell he's worked with almost a pro-style system when he was at Texas. That first step, when he gets off the line to run his route, it is just so good. He's just very, very smart, polished guy, and he's impressive so far, and the speed is obviously there, but he doesn't drop the ball. I think maybe one drop in camp overall.
That's what I counted. Yep.
And even then, you could kind of argue with that throw is like Jordan Love had some pressure. The ball was a little bit high and, you know, kind of went off the fingertips, so if the ball is near him, he's pretty much catching it. And he talked about that in the locker room. He said, if the ball's anywhere near me, my mindset is to go and get the ball. And so far he's done that. And once again, I'm looking forward to seeing him in some live action and see how he looks against an opposing defense. But he's passed the eye test so far. So you can say you're feeling good about your first round wide receiver up to this point.
I don't really want to be tested on this, Dominique, but I think if I had to do like a blindfold test and you threw a ball to all the wide receivers, I think I could tell which one was the one that was popping off Matthew Golden's hands different than everyone else. It's like when you talk about like a baseball, like when you can hear the pitch against the glove or when you hear it off the bat the right way, where the best of the best, it just sounds a little different. Matthew Golden, just when that ball hits his hands, like you can just hear, like he is attacking that ball and there is just like a sweet sound where he just plucks it out of the air and there's like a legitimate like pop where it hits his hands. He plucks it and then just turns and goes. Like, I don't want to be tested on this, Dominique, but I feel like if I was blindfolded and had to tell which one was Matthew Golden catching the ball, I think I could tell it just based on, again, that pop of the gloves and how he goes and attacks that football.
He's just, like I said, he's so polished, man. He's so fun to just get out there and see him in action. And the one thing that stood out, you can already tell he has the respect of his peers, you could say the fellow wide receivers. If he makes a play, you see Romeo Dobbs running down the sideline cheering for him. Jaden Reed has been complimentary. Dontavian Wicks. Even during the one-on-ones, Keyshawn Nixon won the battle. You saw Golden on the ground. He helps him up, and, you know, he even posted it on his Instagram story. So, you know, he's doing everything right. He seems like, and even the coaches have complimented how he just comes to work every day, just ready to go and competes. And he is one of those guys that you could say every single day I feel like he's been consistent. I haven't seen any drop off. I haven't seen a rough practice or he kind of takes a step back. And so I am even curious. I'd love to be, you could say, in those film rooms and in the meeting rooms just to see, okay, is he really getting a feel for this offense? You know, how vanilla is it in practice? You know, is he ready for, you could say, that full playbook and see if they can really find ways to work with him? So that's one thing I really want to see. But again, he's passing every test so far with flying colors.
We're about to find out in about a month what he can do against the Detroit Lions secondary. And I cannot wait to see just some of the, hopefully, the explosive plays that he's able to make when it comes into real action. There's another rookie, though, at wide receiver, Savion Williams, who it feels like is getting more and more ingrained in this offense. And I don't think we've come close to seeing Savion Williams at the peak of his powers. And I think some of the playmaking ability that he is capable of, but we are seeing a little bit more jet sweeps, end arounds, reverses to Savion Williams. We're starting to see him get a little bit more time with the ones. He had a really nice catch along the sideline the other day where he also went up and plucked the ball out of the air. It just does seem he's starting to get a little bit more confidence and they're trying to utilize him a little bit more in the offense.
It's fascinating because I asked him about that in the locker room the other day. I basically asked, I said, when you got that playbook, did it look like a foreign language book or something that you, you know, never even could recognize? And he said, yeah, pretty much. And he said the game is slowly trying to slow down, you know, for him a little bit. And I think a big reason, he played in an air raid offense at TCU. So he hasn't been as familiar with some of the motions and the jet sweeps, like some of the things in that, just that spread offense that they're running here. But you mentioned that jet sweep he ran a few days ago. Just the way he catches the ball, goes around that corner and turns into that next gear, it is a sight to behold. So it's going to be fun to watch him continually get a grasp of the offense. But man, you can't coach speed like that. So they got to find a way to get him the ball in space. And I would like to see him, if he's more comfortable, if he can handle the physicality and being tackled. I mean, I would love to see him be kind of one of those jet sweep guys so you don't have to worry about Jaden Reed doing it as much, or even Christian Watson when he gets back and healthy. I would like to see, you know, what Savion can do if he gets the ball in space. You know, don't have to put pressure on him as a rookie, but if he, you know, can continually figure this thing out, you got to find a way to get him the ball, because even as camp has progressed, he's getting more involved and active, which maybe that tells me he's getting a feel for it. Maybe it could be, you know, because some of these other receivers, you know, Wicks has missed some time here and there through injury. But, you know, if he's stepping up to the table and he's making some things happen, man, get him the ball, because, man, he is fast and athletic.
I'm right there with you. There's no tape study that I did this offseason that I enjoyed more than going back and watching Savion Williams throughout his college career. Some of the plays that he made were second to none. He is a phenomenal football player and athlete, and if they can unlock that, they're going to have a real weapon within this offense. Also had a play as a gunner in special teams the other day where he just immediately won and was on top of the punt returner immediately, so that could be a potential fun option for him as well. Again, we're being joined by Dominique Yates. You can follow him on social media at RealDYates, and again, multimedia reporter for Journal Sentinel. We just saw Corey Ballantyne get picked back up. Former Green Bay Packers, had a little bit of starting experience him in Green Bay. They pick him back up. They release Gregory Jr. And we've already seen Corey Ballantyne kind of get re-ingrained in this defense. Had a punch out on Mecole Hardman yesterday. I think he had a pass breakup the day before with the three. So he's working his way back and is shown that he kind of is picking up where he left off, where he, you know, was with Green Bay even just a season ago.
It's one of those things, you can never have enough corners. The depth is so crucial, and you see bringing him in now, especially with Nate Hobbs, you know, having the minor procedure on his knee, having that cleanup. So, you know, you might get him week one. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But it does help to have a guy with some of that experience that's been within the Packers, and he's had some good moments. 2023, he was a really big piece of the defense, was able to get some snaps and did some good things. 2024, it was more special teams, but you need that depth, especially because not only with Hobbs being out right now, you know, you feel good with Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine. Valentine has had a really good camp, but then after that, you know, where's that depth at? Bo Melton has never played corner. You know, Kamal Haddon has had some injury issues. Yeah. You know, they're trying to figure out, you know, what to do with some of these guys. Michael Robinson has never played in an NFL game. So it's going to be crucial for them to try to build some of that depth. But at least there's a good starting point that you have a guy that's like, okay, he's familiar with this system. He's had, you know, some moments here and there at corner where he's played for the Packers. So, you know, it was big to kind of add him to the mix. And even talking with him, he seemed like he's in a good headspace. He talked about, you know, his mindset and how I can only imagine what the journey could be like to be in the league for 5 years and you've already been with seven different teams, whether on the roster or practice squad. So he seems like he's, you know, ready to roll and contribute to the team. He wants to be, you know, a guy that can add some good depth and just kind of contribute to this defense. So at least the depth, more than anything, is going to be crucial for the Packers at corner.
And we hear Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst talk about competition all the time. Corey Ballantyne brings great competition to that room. He'll have a chance to make the 53, but like you said, Kamal Haddon, Micah Robinson, Kalen King, those guys, Bo Melton, still have every opportunity to make it. And the more competition that you can have at that position, certainly the better. All right, before we get you out of here, Dominique, Packers-Jets coming up on Saturday. What are you going to be looking for? Should they play their starters? Any key matchup? Anything, or not maybe matchups, but any key like roster battles that you want to be extra keeping an eye on?
First off, I don't think you should play the starters. Okay. I think it's a fun debate, and I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to it.
But totally my question is,
I guess my question has kind of been, when you like, I look at last year, Jordan Love came in the opening preseason game. He threw two passes. One was a bomb to Dontavian Wicks. You know, he didn't play the rest of preseason. Does a series on offense or defense for your starters and against the Jets, is that going to get you ready for the Lions? I don't know. I mean, it's good to get some rust off, but I think for some of these guys that have played a lot of ball at this time, I don't think they really need it. But with that said, I don't think it would hurt for a few of these guys like Javon Bullard to get some more reps. I think that it wouldn't hurt for like Savion Williams, obviously, to get some reps. But as far as other starters, I think a few of those offensive linemen, I don't think it would hurt for them to get some few snaps. Yeah. Obviously, Jordan Morgan's going to get some time at tackle. I don't think it hurts to see Rashid Walker and Aaron Banks continually build that connection on the left side. Obviously, Elgton Jenkins, he doesn't need to play. He's one of those guys, he can roll out of bed and play pretty much wherever you want him on the offensive line, and he's a vet. And Zach Tom is a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Really, really good right tackle as well. So, you know, there's a few guys here and there that I would, you know, I think it wouldn't hurt for them to get some snaps in preseason. But as far as the bulk of the starters, I don't think there's no reason for them to play, especially because of those joint practices. I think having those joint practices where you can have some of the good on good against an opposing team, I think that's just as good as a preseason game against some backups or two or three snaps in a game. So that's something that I would like to see. But As far as matchups, you know, I'd like to see a lot of these young guys. You know, I know, you know, Warren Brinson might have had some injuries, but I'd like to see maybe if he's thrown into the mix, Baron Sorrell, Nazir Stackhouse, Brenton Cox, if he gets out there. So there's a lot of those defensive guys that I really want to see what it looks like when they're out there playing, especially on the defensive line, just to see, you know, can they get some pressure? You know, how do they do some of these one-on-one matchups against offensive linemen? So I'd like to see that. And even some of the backups at running back, like Israel Abanikanda. I hope I said that name right. But I've liked watching him in camp. He runs physical. He has a little speed to him. And so, especially with Emmanuel Wilson, Marshawn Lloyd, and those guys not playing, hey, you know, what can he do out there? Can he contribute, you know, because a lot of these guys are, you know, fighting for spots and see what they're capable of doing. So there's some intriguing matchups. And honestly, the last one that I'm curious about at receiver, like, where does Mecole Hardman, where does Malik Keith, where do some of those guys fit in here? So it's going to be a fun finish, if you will, when they're putting that roster together. So there's going to be some competition with some of those spots. So there's a few things that I'm going to be looking to see the next few weeks before the Lions come to town.
I'll probably say the same thing every year, but it feels like this is one of the more, the most I've been anticipating a preseason game, and it probably is the same every year, but I'm really looking forward to see some of these young guys getting the opportunity, guys like an Anthony Belton, who, you know, it's really tough to see at practice what he's doing out there, getting a better feel for that. I think this is going to be a really fun group of young players to watch in this preseason game, and they have to hold up to my prediction from earlier in the year that I said the Packers would go undefeated in preseason, so we need that first win against the Jets in order for that to come to fruition as well. Dominique, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and joining us today. Where can we find all of your incredible work?
Yeah, so everything is on, you know, Journal Sentinel. You can go to Packers News as well. You can say the Gannett family. So we have all of our work posted there, like on social media, on Twitter at Real D Yates or X. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. You can find me there. I'm just all over the place trying to post updates and, you know, running the sidelines with you guys. But yeah, you can find me there on social media. Don't say anything bad. No, I'm just kidding. You know, there'll be trolls on there. But yeah, try not to be too hard on me out there on social media.
It's good advice for everyone. Appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to seeing you out at practice today. You do an unbelievable job covering the team, and I will definitely do this again soon in the near future.
Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Right back at you. All right, that is Dominique Yates. Again, follow him on social media at Real D Yates. Appreciate him joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We'll be right back with more right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.